The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
What's happening? What's going on? What's going down? We are back again for another great show. That's a live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza outside in front of the Ford Center, where today, my man Kurt, my man Nate. Nate, I like this shirt you got on. You got a little color on right there. You know, your Hall of Fame shirt on right there. I like that.
Just trying to get Woody in.
I hear you.
Marcus, well, just trying to show some love. I mean, I'm in a different section, but brother, I need
you. But you're in the building, though. Yeah. You're in the Hall of Fame building.
Elvis has not left the building. Believe that.
It is a sunny 79 degrees is the high today.
Why are
currently
we in here?
74 degrees. I know, right? Why are we in
outside
here?
Outside enjoying this.
That would be amazing. It's really nice outside. So, yes, that is Nate Newton. He is Kurt Daniels. I am Jesse Holley. Together, we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. This segment is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Also, the 2022 Wild Card Watch Party at Miller Lighthouse is on.
Yes, sir.
Dak Prescott and your Dallas Cowboys are headed to Tampa Bay to take on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in the Wild Card round of the 2022 NFL Draft. Come out to the Miller Lighthouse at AT&T Stadium for free. I said free. Wild Card Watch Party on Monday, January 6th. Cheer on the boys alongside Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, Rowdy, while enjoying the long games, food trucks, music, and more. Gates open up at 5:30 p.m. and kickoff starts at 7:15 p.m. For more information, visit DallasCowboys.com/2022playoffs. Mm-hmm. Playoffs?
I'm going to say this right here, man, Jesse. I'm going to say this right here, Kurt.
Yes, sir.
You think Georgia made TCU feel them?
Painfully.
And that's all I got to say. I cheer for
smash,
TCU
smash,
all year
smash.
Long.
Smash!
For real, I cheer for them all year long, and I'm glad they was in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
But my wife's like looked over me like, this SEC. I said, yeah, you know who I'm going with. She like, you going to jump out? You've been with TCU all year. I said, not against the SEC. No. And I'm not an SEC guy. I didn't go to school. I had opportunities, but I sold out to FAMU. But I ain't never – my lines – but I'm like that dude yesterday who sold out. I was secretly going for Sam.
Yeah. Oh, that's me, the guy you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
No, I'm just saying your boy. Not you, your boy. Remember he came on the call?
Oh, the caller.
Yeah, I was secretly going like, for Sam. Yeah, no, this dude yesterday, like, man, when you call in, bro, don't let him back on that phone, Chris. Me and him going to go at it.
Eric in North Carolina.
Yeah, Eric in North – yeah. I mean, I was secretly going for Sam Howell, hoping he can have a good game. Well, his good game got us whooped bad. But anyway, thank you for letting me get that out.
No, man, yeah, if you watch that, I wouldn't call that a game. That was assault. If you watched four quarters of Assault and Battery last night on the Full Letter Network.
Man. You think they felt him?
Did they? They felt him, and I felt him. I felt him at home. Wow. And I ain't even play a snap, but you just saw the difference, man. You saw the difference between size, speed,
yeah,
and just all around just
level. I don't know
talent.
Any team could have, you know, played them close.
They say if Bama would have made it, no.
No.
If not that night, if they say Ohio State, no, not that
Michigan,
night.
Michigan, no.
No, not that night. Boy, but anyway.
No, speaking of, you know, feeling us, you know, at the beginning of every season, we are, you know, we look through and we go through the preseason and we kind of start doing our predictions and stuff like that. And,
right.
You know, I would, we got to call Shannon because Shannon still has the has it written down what
right.
our predictions were
right.
for this season. And, you know, if I'm going to keep this between Kurt and I because we already know you went 16-0.
And I was close.
Yeah. But
17-0,
excuse me. If you could have had a crystal ball glass and could tell the future like Miss Cleo, and you said that this Cowboys team heading into the playoffs. Ending December with one be heading into the playoffs, but would have a 12-5 record and going into the playoffs. Would you have said to yourself, I'll take it. I'll take it right now, not knowing what the future may hold, but just saying, if you gave me a realistic prediction in August that the Cowboys, if I came to you and said the Cowboys, 12-5, playoffs.
Oh, yeah, I would, for sure. I think I might have had them at 10 wins, something like that. And then especially when Tyron went out and before the game even started, and then Dak the first game, I mean, it was done.
Yeah, I think we all thought it was done after Dak went out.
So why does it feel so bad, you know, going into this?
Maybe Jess can explain it.
I think the only thing that could explain this is, you know, this is a what have you done for me lately league. Yeah. We watch power rankings go up and down every week. We watch guys go in and out of MVP conversations up and down every single week because we live in this right now society, right? And so you don't put into stock that they're still the leading team in scoring, you know, one offense in the league and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You just say, what I saw Sunday is the feeling that I'm taking with me Monday.
Right.
And I think that's why it feels so bad is because
They won.
Did not win Sunday.
No, not this Sunday. But you got to say the Sunday before that and a couple of Sundays. Remember, you went one loss, four wins.
Losses. Yeah. Two losses, four wins.
No. One loss.
And then yes, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Correct. I'm sorry.
This team, this is the difference between, I think, us as ball players and him hanging around ball players and watching the game, either in baseball.
You're welcome. Kurt.
Appreciate it. Thanks for letting me ride your coattail.
No. I'm honest. Being with me and Jesse and you writing and living it, you live this. You live this, Kurt, along with us. You see what we see. And as good as the record is, our eyes have not deceived us. See, you know, I sit up here ruminate, yes, but my eyes do not deceive me. So that is why we feel bad, because what we see record-wise, you look at the Kansas City game, or you even look at the Georgia game last night, you think millions and millions of fans say, man, Georgia just didn't play that right. I mean, I know they won, but no, everybody saw that game.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. And so as a football team, I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys, we always leave doubt. We always say, yeah, but it was against the 18th string quarterback, and they almost beat us with two different quarterbacks, and, man, their defense wasn't no good, and we still couldn't run the ball. And it's too much of that. And we are – in Dallas, we worse than Philadelphia or any of the other, because our talking heads, our flagship stations and other stations can say things – and that's what the majority of our people believe. And if Jesse say something who's played the game on every level, say something contradictory to that, he's wrong. And then at the end of the year, when it comes true, now all of a sudden you blasting your guys on the radio. But now, come on, who you going to ride with? Mm-hmm. That's how I see it. And that's why it's so unfulfilling right now.
So I did not have the answer. Nate had the answer.
I'm just saying, my brother.
No, everything that you said was absolutely. Yeah. I think it was spot on. I think everything that you said was absolutely spot on.
How many games were there, Minnesota? Maybe that you felt like this was a complete win. I mean, it always seemed like we were fishing for something that was bad. You know, wrong.
Man, this is the weirdest thing for me, fellas. Was when we turned it on with 10 minutes left against.
The Colts.
I said, we finna roll. I said, maybe I'm sitting up in Texas, AT&T. I'm like, everybody looking at me and say, y'all, this is the game. This is the game where there's no more playing around. The light had the bulbs came on. I was wrong.
And it dimmed back down.
Yeah, it was a little Christmas ball.
Yeah. I was wrong.
It wasn't the big LED.
I mean, is it a game for you that – That was the game for me, man. Was it a game for you that said, wow, this is it?
I thought Minnesota. I thought Minnesota was the game that was going to be. I'm like, okay. You know, it was Cowboys don't never beat good teams. And da-da-da-da. Right. And I was like, all right, here's a team that's been relatively good all year long and, you know, can play offense, you know, pretty well. Got a star player and Jefferson. And defense is kind of, you know, above average.
Right, right.
I thought the way they handled Minnesota, that was going to be the game that catapulted them into that light that you're talking about, that big light that, all right, we are here. Yeah. And I don't think – and I think after that Minnesota game, you're right, Nate, we haven't had that we are here moment.
Yeah.
We've had moments of it. We've had a drive or two. We've had – you know, of course, we had the end of the Colts game. But even still, like, I fought so many people in the days after that Colts game of – because everyone wanted to eliminate 3.5 football quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was like, but 33 points in the fourth quarter. And I'm like, yes, I get it. Hooray. God bless them. Did you not see the first 3.5 quarters of this, though? Like this Colts team was in the football game until that moment that it all just, the dam broke and everything just went our way. And so those are the type of things that I continuously look at and say, and feel unfulfilled.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been on a team? Well, like, Kurse, they asked him after their last game, you know, are you guys playing your best ball? And he said, basically, no, and I don't know why. Have you guys ever been on teams where you just can't quite get it right and you just can't figure it out? I mean, his words definitely don't sound very reassuring. But have you been on teams where you're just like, we can't get this right?
And just to give you the full quote, they asked him, you know, are they playing their best ball? And he says, we want to, but we aren't. I don't know what it is, but we aren't.
Mm-hmm. They're not, defensively, they're not disciplined. And I'm looking from a defensive line's point of view, they're not disciplined in filling their gaps. I understand who Osa is. They allow Osa, number 97, to penetrate a lot, you know, to hit a gap a lot. But the other guys, Bohannon and Gallimore, they're supposed to be eating up blocks, and they're not. The young Lanyon, he hurt himself. He's tiring himself out, just rushing all over the place. And maybe they've given him but a lot of times, like against Tom Brady, there's no need, no more than maybe two times a game where he set it up and go inside. But majority of the time, just stay outside and force him up into the pocket so we can get to him. That is his biggest fear, and it always has been. Tom Brady don't like to be forced up into that pocket, especially when it's coming at him. I know this. You know this. The world is going to talk about it all week long. But don't just haul up and rush inside and let him step 2 feet outside or 2 yards outside and get another look. Force him up into that problem. And they're not disciplined. And on the back end, I could say they're not disciplined, but that's not the issue. The issue is their corner over there cannot play. And when you cannot play, that's a whole different can of worms because you are searching for a player. Nashawn Wright is back up. Give him a chance. I hope he uses his hands. And we may, Lord knows I hate to say this, we may get a couple of holdings. But he's the best kid for it right now. At least he's going to try to lay hands on somebody.
The owner, the president, the general manager, Jerry Jones, said on the flagship station this morning, he would not be surprised if you saw Xavier Rhodes active this week and in the plans. So he said he wouldn't be surprised if you saw that, but he's kind of like, well, we'll see.
What would that like be? A guy, first game, been with the team a couple weeks, to just step right into a playoff game.
That just tells you how bad they are hurting. that what it tells me. It's like, we are hurting something fiercely. And that's why, and, you know – you know, I got my sheet of paper here right now, and I'm like, I see these guys in red, and I'm hoping like all these guys are hurt. You know, not career threatening, but if it hurts them for a game, let it be true. y'all don't know how bad I'm trying to get to this second round of the playoffs, because these guys don't understand how big this thing can be if you just get to the second round of the playoffs, the feeling that you will have. And so, but back to what you were saying, Kurt, I'm a firm believer that it's two ways we're going to get to him. Do not give him a running game. He cannot have even a 3.2 rush average, because he will keep rushing the ball. You cannot let him step up into the pocket at all costs. If you blitzing coming from the outside, you just setting yourself up. If you blitzing coming up the middle, at least he going to see it. He may still get the ball out, but at least he going to see it.
Yep. All right, let me step up in the pocket and get us to break on the other side.
Nice.
You know, professional over transition. Here. I'm over here.
This dude here will pat himself on the back. Boy, I bet your hands grow every
day. If I don't do it, you won't do it. So I'll do it myself. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate it. Coming up on the other side of the break, we'll talk about our quarterback, Dak Prescott. You know,
you will talk about it.
You will too. Is this his moment? Is this his moment? Ooh. Is this the moment for Dak Prescott? And what are some of the things that you need to see him improve on for this to be his moment? Stay right here with us. Just hanging with the boys. We'll be
that
right back.
That was pretty good, that, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls. With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want. And we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys on this lovely Tuesday as we continue to kind of move past the Washington Commanders game and look forward a little bit to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wild card game on Monday night and Tampa Bay at Raymond James Stadium, 7:15 Eastern Standard Time. That thing will kick off. There's the absolute dope watch party at the Miller Lighthouse. You can go on to DallasCowboys.com/22playoff to get more information about that. This segment will be brought to you by Blockchain, blockchain.com. Also, as we're doing watch parties, we're doing all type of stuff. This place is built for stuff like this. Mm-hmm. This is how you country. Country music's party of the year is coming to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. The Academy of Country Music Awards is always bringing you country music's brightest stars together under one roof. And no one does country like Texas. Witness history on May 11th. Get your tickets now at SeatGeek.com.
Do you like the fact they're playing on Monday night, or does that just add more pressure to being on the road and against Brady? And
personally or professionally?
I love it.
You do? Like, personally or professionally?
I love, especially, and I know you got a great question you went out with, but, man, whenever we could get together and we going against, the Giants back then, and Lawrence Taylor and Pepper Johnson and all them guys and Carl Banks lining up, and you going on the road up in their house, you knowing they're going to open up that stadium door down at the bottom so that the wind. So it ain't going to be about the kickoff team. It's going to be about what you do up front in them trenches. Man, yeah, we love that. We love that. But now when we got a chance to come back to the crib.
is it best for this team, though?
I don't know. I don't think it is. Not when you're 8-1 at the crib. Yeah. Not when you 8-1 at the crib and the crowd is rowdy and they hollering and it gets to Jesse questioning on.
Well, and Rex Ryan was on, and he made an interesting point. It was kind of a counterpoint to what former coach Jason Garrett had said. He said the Cowboys, and you brought this up a couple weeks ago. I just never got it in. I was just trying to find a way to get it in. But you said the Cowboys are 1-4 on grass surfaces. And, you know, we've had this debate before, grass, turf, grass. And the thing that Rex Ryan said, he said, you know, yes, you are faster on the turf because the turf is the turf. It has that to it. The grass is better for you, he says, but it can cause you to be a second slow. He says, but being on the road even gives you another second to be slower because you're on the road. You don't have the crowd support. And this is probably one of the stadiums where when Dallas goes on the road, they will not be the dominating figure in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay will sell out their stadium, and it'll be a lot of Tampa Bay fans. The cannons will be blowing off from the ship that they have up there. Ship.
Yeah, that was close ship, one there.
Up at Raymond James Stadium. No. And so, you know, that makes you a step slower again because trying to time up the snap count. So, you know, but I'm going to get to the Dak Prescott question. But first, we got a call from our boy Computer.
All right.
Has called in. What's up, Computer?
What's up? How y'all doing?
We good, brother. How are you?
Man, I had crying all weekend.
Oh.
What were you crying for?
Cowboys lost, and then my girlfriend had me crying. Well, my ex had me crying because I ended up watching Forrest Gump, man, and that girl had me so damaged, I started crying watching Forrest Gump, man. It was bad, man.
Sorry to hear that.
So you said your ex-girl, so she left.
Well, no, she didn't left. We had to go separate ways.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about – give me your thought. We won't talk about Washington because that's over, but give me your thoughts and previews on what you think the Cowboys will do versus Tampa Bay.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what team going to show up. Hold, I don't know.
Hold on. Not the most ominous and the most optimistic and the most homerish Computer. You sound defeated. We ain't even get to Monday night yet. And now you don't know about your Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I was listening to what Nate said yesterday on the show, when he was talking about our best player is rushing inside 12 times. And I'm like, and he's like, ain't nobody cussing the quarterback out. And we all know the lighter you are, the stubborn you are. So,
the lighter you are, the stubborn you are? Like weight wise or color wise?
You know what I mean. I'm not going to get it.
Stop. Oh, my God. You is something special, Computer. Go ahead on, brother.
But because, I mean, I'm looking at it like, you know, you're talking about no accountability, not apology. You know, I'm just like, bro, at some point, you got to be like, you got to let them people get out your head, man.
Yes.
You know, I think that's more of the problem with anything is. They let people get in their head, and like Nate said, some of them is letting people get in their head, and some of them is too satisfied. All of them got two or three girlfriends. Ain't nobody sweating them because they're losing. They play bad. Nobody say nothing. Like back in the day, females actually knew if you played bad, they wasn't talking to you. You know what I'm saying? But now they don't care because they know you got that chick and they just want you to just take them shopping, buy some Gucci or some Prada or something. They're going to hang with you losing or not. You know? But it just, man, it just like seemed like our team just don't fire off on nobody else, man. We always let people fire off on us. You know, if they came out there and hit them rascals in their mouth, they never would have had that opportunity to do that. But the only saving thing about it is they always play up to the competition. Everybody in the world going to say they're going to get beat. You know, but it, if you think about it, we've lost two offensive linemen. You know, Tyre really ain't back to himself. We done lost two starting corners. You know, we lost defensive players. And they let Amari go. You know, we might not have enough. You know, at the end of the day, we still won. You know, he still did a good job. And he had Dak all year. So we don't know if he got any lean effects from that finger. Nobody said one thing. That finger might be the reason why he's throwing those interceptions. Nobody's never said anything about that because we don't know if that finger's 100% healed or not. You know what I'm saying? We got in the season to be like, well, the finger wasn't all the way healed. That's why Rodgers had bad passes because his finger was messed up. So we don't know, man. You know, I just want them not to come out there. Then they stick us on Monday night with Troy Buck. I hate playing in front of Troy Buck. Because they're going to be so negative, and it's just a bad thing, man. It just like they're setting us up to fall in front of the world so people can laugh at us, man. I just ain't ready for all that. I just can't deal with it, you know.
Hey, computer, I'm going to tell you like the movie The Equalizer. You've told us what you don't know, but tell us now what you do know.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I do know is I know one thing. I know some of them rats are going to come out there and ready to play.
Right.
We're gonna have Vandy back. We're going to have Hankins back. We're going to have Biotis back at center. And we're going to come out there and we're going to give it 100% try, you know. You know, most time when we win, when everybody counts us against us, that's the only thing I got to look forward to. Everybody going to say we're going to get smoked and get embarrassed. They might show up. Because like I said, if you think about it, if we're going to knock Brady out the playoffs, Dak is the only quarterback in the NFC with any experience. Everybody else has less experience than him at QB. This is his time. You know, did his agent tell him not to run the football? That's why he's waiting on that second contract. That's why he don't run no more? Because rookie Dak and state Dak would take that sucker down and run it. He still can do that. You know, like last week he had a couple times he could have ran for the first down. He's chucking it down the field. And I'm like, man, you got to get out your head, bro, and put God first and let him guide you through this journey that you got to go on, man. You can't be listening to man. Man will have you falling. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. That's man's job to have you fall. You got to put your faith in God and get that stuff out your mind, bro. I know you done been through a whole lot. Everybody has, man. It's time to put that to the side and use that as some kind of gas. Let's roll, man. If you don't do it now, you're not going to get no second contract. Not with us, you ain't.
Absolutely. All right, computer, we got to let you go, brother. What's your score for Monday? I know it's
early. If we win that game, they ain't gonna want to cut it off because we're gonna be whooping them so bad they're gonna be embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna win that round. That's where we're gonna win. We're gonna whoop them like we did in Minnesota. They ain't gonna have no option to switch no other game because they done stuck us on Monday night trying to embarrass.
All right, brother. We appreciate you, man. Have a good one.
I'll see y'all later, man.
He's finished strong.
Thank you, brother.
And also, y'all, Paul went out on tour and Nate sold out of the sense. I had to have yours made, Nate.
Right.
I'm bigger because I had to get the bigger size.
It's okay.
But they getting all the,
Take your time, man. We know it's coming, man. Just
okay.
Don't
okay.
send it to Jesse. Do we may not get it. Send
it
to Chris.
That's all that was. Y'all know Gangsta Boo Pathway, so I want to give a shout out to Gangsta Boo.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the founding members of 3 Six Mafia. She passed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. R.I.P. to Gangsta Boo. All right, computer. We appreciate you, man.
I'll see y'all later, man. Happy birthday, Jess. I add you something extra now for your birthday, bro.
Thank you, man.
And good luck getting on one of them four-letter networks. I know you want to leave us. I heard you've been talking about it for the past 2-3 weeks.
It's all right if you leave, man. We'll just have Kurt sitting over there leading us and not saying
no. No.
All right, computer.
Kurt, if we get about the feel good and the braille.
One thing, though, my buddy Paul said it's coming for a cup of beans. When he do, y'all ain't got to worry about going on no phone network. I'm going to break y'all off a little something.
I hear you, brother.
All right.
I hear you.
All right.
I love you, man. I appreciate everything. Y'all be peace.
All right.
Peace.
All right.
Peace. Well, he kind of turned it around. He was pretty down in the dumps there to start with.
Well, I had to get him right, man. Just like Equalizer. I know it. You know, told him what you don't know. Let him know what you do know, man. Jesse went to smiling, so I'm like, okay, it's okay now.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that from Computer.
No,
I thought he was going to be, you know, I thought he was, you know, Computer, lives on the hopium.
Right. What did you call it?
The hopium.
The hopium. Okay.
Yeah. He takes that drug religiously. Mm. I just knew he was going to have.
We both do, man.
I just knew he was going to have something for us. Yeah. Some stats, some numbers. Troy Vincent or something was going to give us something.
He kind of got turned around though.
We're going to turn this thing around, man. The state of Texas. We're in a slump. We ain't did nothing big. National championship game last week. State of Texas got what is the Mavs doing okay? Is Luca winning? I mean, we got to turn it. Is hockey winning?
They lost the other night.
Hockey's winning.
Thank you.
They're doing all right.
Woo! Come on, man. We need something to come to turn around, man. Woo! Our state is in a slump. The weather is beautiful.
The weather is amazing. That's a win for us right there. Yeah. The weather is absolutely a win. All right. Let's go into our last and final break of the show. When we come back, we'll answer the question I posed before this break. Is this Dak Prescott's moment? Is this his moment? Quarterbacks are built in the regular season, but they're made in the playoffs. Mm.
Yes, they are. Mm.
Stay right here with us. We'll be right
back.
Yes,
they are, Jesse.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yo Quiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yo Quiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yo Quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got them next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys. We have way too much fun on this show. Like, if you guys, one of these days, I'm gonna get Derek to like, you know what, Derek, you should do like a subscription, like $5.99 to hear the commercial break, the off-air stuff.
That might be dangerous.
That, you know, we'll have to sign a no fire clause, you know. No cancel us clause, no fire us clause.
Whatever Skip Bayless got, we need to have.
Ooh. Well, one of us got it, two of us don't.
Yeah. Well, Kurt, you in for life.
I don't even know what that means.
It'll catch on later on.
Yeah.
So the question is this Dak Prescott's moment? Quarterbacks are built in the regular season, but they're made in the playoffs. You look back on Dak Prescott's career, and we hearken back, and we talked about it in the break, 2018, where he kind of had that, maybe some of y'all were kind of on the fence about me. I had a contingency that was like, okay, we're bought into number four, and I still had that other half that was like, but Romo. And then he went up to Seattle, and he had that moment.
It was a home game.
I'm sorry, at home game against Seattle. And then he had that moment, right? They defeated, but it was that moment where he dived at the goal line. and they end up winning that game. We won't talk about what happened next week, but it was that moment that kind of opened the door and entered Dak into that conversation of,
here I am.
Here I am.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I am Dak. Hear me roar. Damn, Dakota. It was that moment. It was that moment.
I remember that, man. I'm getting excited remembering that.
You know, Dak was running. He was wheeling and dealing.
Yes.
He was doing all that flipping over, diving. He was doing all of that.
Yes.
And then we've been kind of looking for that next jump, right?
We've been looking for that.
Okay, we saw you do it in the first round.
Right,
we've seen you do some things in the regular season. We've seen some records be broken and some things happen. But if you want to be in that conversation, right, we talked about the elites. And the elites not only get up there because of the talent, and if you're playing quarterback in this league, you have some talent. Yeah. If you're in MVP competitions, you have above talent.
Right, right.
But to get in that conversation with the elites, those of the upper echelons, only a couple in that, to be goated, you got to do it in the playoffs. And to computer's point, there's no time like the present. Because you look across the league and we're looking at San Francisco right now. Their quarterback's Brock Purdy, rookie. Mm-hmm. Seattle, Geno Smith.
Yes.
Journeyman.
Yes.
You know, Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, second, third-year guy.
Yeah.
And the list goes on and on and on. The Giants, Danny Dimes. Mm-hmm. We were ready to sell Danny. You know, Danny Dimes was in the booty juice category last year.
Kirk Cousins has always been kind of in and out of
that. He's been in and out, but, you know, there is no, like, once you exercise the demons of beating the GOAT, there is no other quarterback in here that you can't arguably say he's not better than. Mm-hmm. You have the argument that Dak is better than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, you name it.
Yes, sir.
But it's getting over that hurdle. And is this his moment? Is this the moment that he has to be able to say, you know, because the elite players at times overcome coaching. Hmm. They overcome the mistakes. They do. And maybe they can't do it four games in a row, but there are moments in time where we've seen it. We've seen it. You know, we can go back and pick out moments where quarterbacks have just done some things you'd be like.
See, I go back and forth in that. I go back and forth. Like, on the one hand, does Dak have the confidence to change a play? And number two, should he be changing plays? Because does he have
It's too late for that. Kurt, and maybe I'm wrong is what I'm saying. Jess, please correct me by saying he has that ability now.
When they gave you $40 million, you had the outright ability.
Yeah. You know, and maybe I think, like Jess said, use the word tag. I think they have to say, Dak, we stand with this play. They have to let him know we stand with this play regardless of the look. And so, wow.
He's never won a playoff game on the road. Is that a next step?
Even more. Yeah. Even more.
That's why we should be at home. Oh, okay.
Even more of the reason why.
Whoa,
because you don't want to – and since Nate's Troy Aikman and company – the quarterbacks that had followed Troy Aikman have been either booty juice or have been
just journeyman.
Man, yeah. I wish, you know, yeah. You don't, at the end of your career, not saying that Romo had a bad career, but you don't want the conversation to still be, boy, he was, but he never.
Right.
Like Danny White, man.
Yeah.
I think three or four NFC championship games.
Three.
And we never gave him his props. Because he followed Roger.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger had a lot of years to go up and down. Our bigger quarterbacks used to shuffle in and out. You know, everybody forget about that. And so I'm with you, my friend. Like Tony Romo, man, you know, he did some right things and maybe had one or two teams that were nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You would think the 2018, they went 13-3.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Was it 2007 or 2008? 2008, Right.
2007, they went to the got beat by the Giants in the divisional round after having the best record in the league.
Right.
And then 2009, they won against Philly, and then
we won the division in 2009.
Lost.
Yep. To Philly.
Yeah.
No, they beat Philly in the first round, then lost the next.
Yes. But you know, you think, you know, those teams that Romo was on, that 2014 team that Romo was on, and you know, there were a couple teams that you'd like, all right, you got the pieces.
Yeah.
You know, and at times you need that quarterback to be in that space. You got to get into that zone. Like there should be that zone that you get into that you just take over.
Saw that last night.
Yeah.
Well. You're talking about that kid from George?
Yeah.
Stetson Bennett? Is that his name?
Yeah. Stetson?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Is Dak ready to do that?
What, if he ain't ready now, when the hell will he be ready?
Is this, but Jess, seriously, man, is this his moment? I mean, this is.
I think it has to be.
You can't walk away from this season. If I'm Dak, and listen, I'm saying this with everything I got. This is not the time to worry about no interception. This is the time to win.
Yeah.
Take what they give you. And this sounds crazy, but I'm going to say, out Brady. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, if you see an open receiver, it's 2nd and 7. If you see an open receiver, you don't get 4 yards. It's 3rd and 3.
Right.
You don't have to go down there on the low percentage 30-yard bomb. Take what you used to take, you know.
And then to see another down. And, you know,
man.
And you look at it for him, for Dak, when you look across this NFC East, and the NFC in general, I think the Rams will rebound next year. Matt Stafford will get a chance to get healthy again.
Right.
Depending on who Arizona brings in as the coach can change that situation. The Giants are going to get better next year.
I hate that, man.
The Giants are going to get better next year. Like, they are. They have a good people in the front office. They got a really good head coach. They're going to get better. Philadelphia, I mean, if they stay the course,
let me tell you,
they're
going to
get
Philadelphia.
Better.
This is what I hate about them. Now that they're at that level now where Kansas City's at. And I ain't talking about no Super Bowl wins, NFC championship games. I'm talking about, okay, if we need to get a hired gun for 1 year, they're at that level now because they got some core players that they can depend on.
Yeah.
So now they're at that level where they're, okay, we need to go get a run stopper. Who's the best out there? Like, we had
bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. We didn't go get Sue. He was out there. We didn't go get him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Is there a feeling, I mean, this is Dak's 7th season. He's 29 years old. He's got a little bit of playoff experience. He's obviously shown he can put up numbers in the regular season. This isn't his moment now. Is there a feeling that there never will be one?
Let me say this right quick, like Jess.
Hmm?
Me and Jess had two different opinions. The regular season don't matter. That's what Jess said. He want to see the playoffs, which I agree. I said I want to see him beat some head-to-head better quarterbacks that I think equal or better than him. He done about failed on almost everyone except Cincinnati. And that was a long time ago. So me and you stood at the same point.
Right.
You asked a great question twice. This is Dak's moment.
Because you talk about Philadelphia and being in a situation where they can just go get hired guns.
Yes.
The Cowboys have, I think, 11 or 12 guys who are on this roster who are major contributors who are unrestricted free agents next year. With guys that you have to pay. You got to pay CeeDee Lamb soon. You got to pay Tony Pollard. You're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to pay some other guys, and you're going to lose a lot. You're probably going to lose. I mean, Tyron's a shell of himself, so whether you bring him back next year or not, Jason Peters, you're not bringing back here.
He's not the same player.
He's not.
Yeah, you know, don't say not for Tyron. Don't say Shell. Just say he's not the same.
Okay. He's not the same player. He's not the same player.
I got sympathy for some guys. I'm sorry.
And at this point in time, he's probably not going back to left tackle, right?
Right.
Like you got at some point in time, you got to move forward and saying Tyler Smith is our left tackle.
Right.
Yeah.
So those two guys won't be here next year. You won't have Dalton Schultz here next year because you're going to go with the two younger guys.
Mm-hmm.
You hope that Michael Gallup gets 2 years removed from that ACL, that he'll kind of get back into form.
McGovern will be – he's a – Van Der Esch is 1 year.
Van Der Esch is a one-year guy. Anthony Barr won't be here. You know,
and Dak has a 50-year count against the cap. That's
a $50 million cap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, excuse me. I'm sorry. I can't get that out of my mind because all of these guys you're mentioning is – you know, Mr. Jones, I heard you say it. The pie. Dak got a third of that pie. Dak got one-third of that pie next year. What are you going to do about these other guys that need a few slices?
And again, you know, and then if we don't know, but I'm thinking hypotheticals, talking about is this his moment? You lose Dan Quinn potentially next year as well, so a new defensive coordinator has to come in. Maybe that's Joe Witt being elevated. Maybe Joe Witt will get the job somewhere else as a defensive coordinator. I don't know. Who's this? We don't know what the future may hold. And then you have to add into the account that there may be some sort of injuries that we can't know right now that'll happen in the offseason, that'll happen in training camp, that'll happen at the beginning of the season. So it's like, if you don't get it now, with everything that's happening around you getting better, see, that's the thing about that window. When the Giants were booty juice and Philly were booty juice and Washington was booty juice, and you was middling around, you ain't really taking advantage of those situations. Well, guess what? Yeah. The cycle has gone around. Yeah. Some draft classes has come around. Some guys have gotten right. And now you're like, uh-oh, we aren't the lead dogs in this thing anymore. There are some other guys who are coming around here. Three playoff teams from this division. The Lions are coming.
Washington should have been. So, yeah.
Yeah, Washington should have been. I mean, they could have been in there. Yeah. I mean, there are people. I look at this and go, this has to be his moment.
Real quick. Thanks, Jess. You think it's any unsatisfied Lions fans? What were they reckoning in? 9-8 or 9-9? What was their reckoning in? 9-8?
I think that's right.
I think when, after 8-1, right? 9-8.
9-8. And that's after starting.
But see, that's what I'm saying. And everybody's so pumped up.
Started 1-6.
Everybody's so pumped up with Jared Goff, where everybody kicked to the curb. And so this is Dak's moment. To answer your question, Jess, we need for him to play good football. I don't need for him to play great football. Get the ball in the hands of your playmakers. Get the ball in the hands of your playmaker. Don't hold on to the ball. Be decisive in what you do. Offensive line got to come to play, though. Our offensive line got to have their best game of the year. They have to have their best game of the year. Regardless of what our defensive line do, our offensive line has to be ready to control tempo.
Well, that's a tall task for our offensive line that hasn't been able to do that. So, hey, we'll figure this thing out one way or another.
At one point, they had the least amount of sacks in the league. It's just the last 4 or 5 games. All this shuffling finally caught up with us.
For sure.
Such is life in the National Football League. So
you said the Dak moment. I'm trying to get the Dak moment.
Me too. But you asking a lot of figures in there. Dak got to have his moment. And they got to be good.
I just said,
well, that goes from the Dak moment. Dak got to have his moment despite them being good. That's what it is about having the moment. You have to be the very best.
Yes.
No matter what.
That's right.
You have to be the very best because of you and in spite of the play caller, in spite of the offensive line, in spite of what the defense does, in spite of what the special team doing. That's what makes the elite
45?
Quarterbacks.
Oh, God. I thought you were talking about Tom Brady.
Well, if you want to be on that level, time to put up or shut up. All right, we got to go. That's our show. Tomorrow we'll do Cowboys offense.
We got an extra day, ain't we?
No, we don't. We don't. We're not working Saturday or Sunday. We still
working
to,
or Monday.
We'll be working Friday, Thursday, and Friday, though, right?
Yeah, we still do our predictions on Friday. That doesn't change our week.
And I just want to, you know, I just want to look over this roster, man, and see. Hope dudes get hurt.
You got 24 hours before we do
this. I just want dudes to get banged up, like, oh man, he look black and blue around the ankle.
Cowboys.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want him to be hurt, man.
Cowboys offense against Tampa Bay's defense tomorrow. We'll break that down. We'll give you our thoughts, our views on that. For Nate Newton. For Kurt Daniels, for Chris, for Audio
Jazz,
for Brother William, for Brother Willie, for Brother Will.
Devin White got gout.
And for all of you, thank you so much. I am Jesse Holly. This is Hanging with the Boys. Until tomorrow, we out!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!